Else got a special they want to sing? That's right.
It's just a good.
I know. Come on. All right, turn to the book of John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3, in verse 1. Says right here, says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that ye do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not. How shall ye believe if I tell you of the heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Our Father, today we want to thank you, Lord, for this marvelous, beautiful day that you've given us. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've been with each one of us this morning, Father, that we could be here in the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you for thy touch, that you've touched us this week. And Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, you continue to strengthen the body. And Father, that we may be better used for thy service. And Father, we pray for the next few moments, Lord, that you just allow the unction from on high, God. Touch me in a way, Father, And Father, that I will be amazed of what's being done. And Lord, we just want to thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Oh, in the John chapter 15 and verse 13, it says, right here, it says, John chapter 15 and verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. You know, we as individuals, and I think that's one of the hardest things that we can do as Christians, is to love someone that has used us in a way that we don't understand. We don't understand how other people and how the Christians, where the individuals that says that they're Christians, how can they say that they love me? Because the Word of God also teaches us that you cannot love your brother in whom you have, in whom you haven't seen, and love your brother in whom you have seen. You know, we will go around and we will say that we love you and all of this. But the thing about it is, if we truly don't show the love towards the individual, then something is wrong. I believe if a Christian truly loves God and truly loves other people, they can know all about them and not condemn them. They can know all about them and not even say anything, an unkind word to them. But it's hard for Christians to understand. It's hard for us to understand and to comprehend that because we're Christians, that we must love one another as God has loved us. You know, God loved me to the point to where he didn't condemn me because somebody else said, well, God says, he don't deserve your love. No, I don't deserve his love. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't deserve his love. But I thank God that he has shown me through Scripture where he does love me. And over here in what we've just read earlier in chapter 3, in talking about Nicodemus, and talking about being born again, and it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, me and Brother Bill was back there this morning talking, back at the water fountain this morning. And you know, we was discussing certain things and everything, and how people, they look at Christianity, they look at as a religion, but Christianity is no religion. Christianity is being born again. You must be born again to become a Christian. But we know also that not only that, says that which is born to the flesh is flesh, and that which is born to the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And it says right, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whether, whence, excuse me, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and where it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can these things be? How can these things be? What me and Brother Bill brought it up this morning to me. And I had heard about it. I didn't listen to it. I hadn't even read the paper on what was said or at the prayer breakfast there in Washington, D.C. When you had the President of the United States, Obama, and then you had, what was that other one? A Dalai Lama. I don't know who he is, but the name is, I don't want nothing to do with him, but. And bringing up them two names, he said that they brought, was it Dale Earnhardt? They brought Daryl Waltrip in there. He was invited by the president to speak at the prayer breakfast. Now I know he's a sports individual. He's an individual that races. He's an individual that goes on a track on Sunday and he races at the NASCAR track. But I will say this, and I will give him all the credit. I will give him credit, more credit than any other individual that has ever spoken up there. Even Mike Huckabee, a preacher, a Southern Baptist preacher. And if I'm not mistaken, you correct me, Bro Bill, if I'm wrong or not. But he said, and he was looking at the president, and he was looking at Dalai Lama, what you want to call him, and he was looking at him speaking and everything. And he looked at it, and he says, you must be born again, or you're going to die and go to hell. Now I'm going to tell you, he's seen where his faith, and we heard where his faith lies at. It lies in the Lord Jesus. And he said that to the president, and not just to the president, and not to just to that Dalai Lama, but all the other congressmen, all the other senators, everybody that was there, he said the same thing to them all. that if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to die and go to hell. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody else done it. Nobody else has ever done it. At a prayer breakfast or any other thing that they've, any other type of event they've had up there. Even if they had a funeral up there, they've never had no one there that would say anything like that. Why? Because it's not politically correct. They don't want to embarrass the president. Darrell Waltrip, he didn't mind. Darrell Waltrip evidently must have read these verses of scripture right here. He's a handy world. Can you love me? And you don't love your neighbor. Hey, you don't have to. And I appreciate it here. I appreciate y'all. I really do. I love each and every one of you. But I say this much right here, right now. Do not ever give me the praise. Do not ever give me any kind of pat on the back for anything, because that's not the reason that I'm here. I'm here for the reason of what Jesus Christ done for me at Calvary. And what did he do at Calvary? He shed his blood for my undying soul at the time. He shed his blood. And I'll tell you something, if I hadn't accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior then, I would not be here today. I know that. I would not be here today. Much less, I wouldn't be here in a church. I wouldn't be in no church. Matter of fact, my wife would probably be a widow now because of the life probably I'd have ended up living. But we have to realize there's more to life. There is more to life than what we know and what we can recognize. There's more to life than anything else. And you know what the other thing is? Love, L-O-V-E. The love. Why? Because it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He hung on Calvary's cross and had his arms outstretched like that. And as they was outstretched, it showed his love for humanity. And he was telling the people, I love you. I love you. I don't want you to have to go through the same pain and the same agony that I went through. I don't want you to have to go through the trials and the tribulation that I went through. That's the reason his arm was stretched forth to wrap his arms around the whole world. And that's what he done. Thank God Almighty that I was in the middle right there. When he wrapped his arms around this world, I was right there in the center of the world. And he wrapped his arms around me. He says, Donnie, I love you. Says, Donnie, I love you. I love your wife. I love your daughter. I love your family. I love your friends. But ye must be born again. You must be born again. We must be born again if we ever want to see the kingdom of God. We must be born again if we ever want to have a life. That will be totally surrendered to Him. And you say, well, preacher, I can't totally surrender my life unto the Lord. I have to work. I can't pray 3 and 4 times a day. They won't let me just go and where I can just take and I have a Bible at my workplace anymore, the way I can take and maybe read a chapter there when I'm on my break or something like that. They won't allow me to do that. They won't allow us to do this and they won't allow us to do that. But it tells us over in Psalms chapter 119 and verse 15, verse 15 I believe it is, no, verse 11. Psalms 119. And I believe the words are like this. What he's saying. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Psalms 119. In verse 11. Psalms 119 in verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. This is David speaking to the Lord. This is David speaking after all the trouble that David had been through. After all the wickedness that David had done and going out here and sending the men of his army, sending them to the front line when he was supposed to go. But then, a little later on after that, it got to the point that he knew about God's love. He knew how much God really loved him. And after he truly found out how much God really loved him and cared for him, then you see in Scripture where David says that he was after God's own heart. He loved God so much that he was after his own heart and he did not want to do anything contrary to what God had told him to do. And then he says over here in 119, in verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgment, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. What David is telling us right there, David is telling us that we must take a portion of Scripture, if it's not but one verse of Scripture, for a Christian to take and hide it in his heart, that they will not wander from the Scripture. They must not wander from His ways and His love. You know, this morning, I really did not even know what I was going to even speak on. This morning, I did not even. At one time, I was beginning to wonder if I could even make it to church. But I thank God that He touched my legs and He touched me to where I could get up this morning and be able to be here. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be in hell today. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have never met any of y'all. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I would not have the wife that I have. If it wasn't for the grace of God, His unmerited favor, He loved me that much to keep me out of hell. But I had to get to the point. That I had to accept Him. Not accept my ways. Because my ways is just going to lead me farther down. And farther down. I had to come to my end of my way. I had to come to the lowest point in my life before He could save me. I had to realize that I was lost before I could get saved. And thank God, He allowed me to realize that. Never have heard this missionary before. Had never heard of him since. I really don't even know if he was a missionary or not. Says he was. But while he was standing up here on the podium and preaching that day, I was sitting back out by where Nancy and Sister Vicki and Neil are. And I'll tell you one thing. He he had the longest finger. And he was on a crooked road. Because it went around the individual that was sitting on the second row and around the individual sitting on the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth until he got to me. When he got to me, he pointed me out. I was a gentleman sitting over here. His name was David Riddle. Some of you probably know him. Two other individuals sitting over here. James Hughes. Sam Joyce was sitting on this side. But the Holy Spirit spoke to all three of them the same way. With an audible voice, he spoke to them. And when he spoke to them, he says, "It's a gentleman sitting back there, about halfway right back. He's, and his wife is sitting with him, and he's sitting with Jackie and Sandy Davis." He says, "I need for y'all to go visit them. Thank the Lord that he came. Thank the Lord they was submissive. Thank the Lord that they heard a small, still voice from heaven." And he spoke to him and said, "David, you need to go see that young man." "But James, you need to go see that young man. Brother Sam, you need to go see that young man." And this is what I love. This is really I love visiting. I really love going to people's house. I love going to people's houses and visit them. Them three individuals come to my house that Monday afternoon at 7 o'clock. At 7:15, I was a born-again believer. At 7:14, if somebody had a rode by my house and took a pistol and aimed it at me and shot me dead right there at 7:14 now, I'd have went straight to hell. But thank God his mercy and for his grace allowed me to hang on for one more minute. He saved my soul. I wasn't worthy, but I thank God he did. I really thank God that he did. Everyone stand and head bowed this morning. As Brother Bill come, get the song ready. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the message this morning. Father, thank you for the words that I just said this morning, Father. You must be born again. Within them five words, we'll see the grace of God. And we thank you for that. And Father, we pray, Lord, now that you'll be with the invitation. And Father, be with the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.